this point, I think we need someone to assume chairing of the meeting.
Oh, Alan, are you gone? Yeah, I guess he's gone.
Alan said he was about to be gone, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So who do we have here still?
Lydia, would you like to be chair?
No, go ahead. I'm actually having... You're competing with a lot of noise, construction, some trucks in the back of my house. So I'm going to go ahead and ask my opinion shortly.
We know, Lydia. You're just swimming. We know that.
Okay, Michael, would you like to be chair?
Is it appropriate for me to be chair at a time when I've got this resolution?
No, it's not. Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay, James, you're still busy, right, with your finance motion?
I'm very fortunately, I am. I'm so sorry.
Okay, all right, I'll be chair and secretary at the same time, which is not a good thing. Okay, so...
how many of us are here, Nancy? Just
okay,
four now?
Michael, Lydia, Nancy, James, and that's four. Four out of
okay.
Six.
Okay. Yep.
Now it's 6:22. Oh, we should not... Okay. Are there any questions or any comments?
I have a question or a comment. And Michael, I'm just wondering, there were several points I noticed in your resolution where you questioned the motives of people, which is not normally a thing that we do in meetings. I don't know that we should then go ahead and do it in resolutions. And I'm just asking for thoughts on that.
James, in response, if I can go to the stack.
Go ahead.
I am not per se questioning the motives. I've said that what I've said is that we are in an environment where you cannot assume good motives, and I think that it's incumbent upon all of us. And I would say, you know, do this with myself as well. Because we are in an environment where we've got powerful interests that are always mobilizing against us, if I propose something, you have a duty to examine that as if I might be proposing it for the wrong reasons, because that's something that we have to be on guard against. So I have not said absolutely in this resolution that they have the wrong resolutions. I've said that the wrong intentions. I've said that that is something that it has to be examined from the standpoint that in this environment you have to be on guard against that.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Perhaps,
go ahead.
Yeah, perhaps it's the length of what needs to be said can be shortened by saying what we can do as opposed to why, because then people can rally around it in a more unified way. Meaning, someone just sent me, an invitation for Grandmothers Against Republicans, and I'm not going to join because I don't want to carry the language of what I'm against. I'd rather speak about what I'm for, which would be obvious, you know. I thank you for doing all this beautiful work. I just look forward to putting a different spin to the language of we're not going to abide by specific things, not to say why, but to say we are going to stand this way, you know. I hope I'm making myself clear because... believe me, I wholeheartedly support it as it's written, but I know it's not going to fly. It's just not going to, you know. And I think that if we can break it down section by section to be able to review it, then we would be able to support this endeavor of standing for what we can stand for, but not what we're going against.
Any other comments? I want to ask, this is James for the SAC.
Okay, James and then Michael.
I wanted to ask Lydia if she was contemplating putting something of what she just said in the form of a motion that the committee could work on this and break it down and, you know, examine it perhaps a little more closely line by line. Was that what she was suggesting?
I so move. To basically have a better look and how we can support the intent behind this motion. We all know it's not going to pass as is. So I wish that it was that easy, but it's not. So I propose that we take a look, big bites at a time. To fulfill the mandate of a timeline, whatever that is, to basically, it doesn't need to be cleaned up. It doesn't need to be, it just needs gentle amendments.
Michael,
I think it's beautifully
back.
Written. Is there a second to my motion?
I'll second it. I'll second it for the purposes of discussion, and then we can. I think Michael wants to discuss it. I just heard him ask for the stack.
Yes, Michael. Michael.
I happen to agree with going with the positive, and always putting forth what you want to see happen. When you can do it. I think we're in a situation where we're not doing the proposing, and therefore we can't propose anything positive. We're faced with a situation where the proposal has already been made, and that's the New Day Pacifica proposals. It's an incumbent on us to react to them, and I don't think at this time an appropriate reaction to the New Day proposals is to say, we'd like to propose something more positive instead for a different proposal. I think our committee, which I've been part of for a while now, was actually formed for the purpose of coming up with positive, worthwhile changes to the bylaws. We don't have specific ones ready to go at the moment. There is a lot in this, which does state what we do positively support. Specifically, it says that we positively support providing an alternative narrative to the corporately controlled dominant propaganda narratives that are being pumped out. And we believe that the way to do that is through the democratic accountability to the listeners, so that you can't have seizures of power by in the usual corporate privatizing ways. So I think this states the positive principles that we're defending, and then it says. And that given that, we have to respond to the New Day Pacifica proposals, and there's only one possible response, and then you have to state the reasons why you have to respond in the negative to those proposals.
I thank you for that, and I understand exactly the sentiment that and why it's written that way. It's just unfortunate that, we're even feeling these things that we're not working focused on the same purpose, to save the airways, to save the radio stations, and to propose to get along better, to do the work, that's necessary. And it seems like a battle, pitchforks, torches, and it just seems so. I'm just going to say, be blunt and honest. It seems so ridiculous at times. It's exhausting. So it's a pleasure to be on this call with all of you and to try to do something moving forward. It's not necessarily in a positive. Yeah, it is in a positive way. It's something that would calm everybody in the community circle. It would calm their nerves and their anger. Our meetings have been a lot better at KPFK. We're almost at the point of not talking over each other and things of that disrespect, that things that people do. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I do.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm going to put myself on the stack. I appreciate this work here. This is a lot of work Michael put in and a lot of detail. I like details. But I think, I was trying to take notes, and something that we might be sued. I was worried about things that we might be sued, dull and bland and void of locality, or what else did I write? Some of my notes I cannot read. We might be accused of motives, but I do think the concept of an expression, First Amendment right of the PMB and the Governance Committee, but the PMB eventually would get this, is a good idea, because the PMB has voted for this, accepting this petition, and people get confused thinking, oh, well, the PMB voted for it, you know, like last year. So, well, then it must be good, or the majority supports it. You know, I was hearing this kind of thing. But if the PMB were to pass an expression of how they really feel, but more simple, more succinct, and easier to digest, because people don't digest things that are written this long, you're going to lose a lot of readers maybe halfway through. I think it would be good for people to hear the PMB's real feeling, because they voted for it, right? For us to go through this referendum. And if it would have the voting record from the minutes in there, how each one voted, how each director voted on this, and which ones did not vote for it, that might be interesting too. And then it probably would not be allowed. We don't know, but it probably would not be allowed to be on the air. But then again, I'm not sure about that, because it's something the PMB passed. It's written record. I don't know if the NES would. Seems like it would be all right to have read it on the air if it was passed. Anyway, I think it can be used by any other group. To show, well, this is evidence, the PMB's feeling, how they feel. And it could be put on an email blast, maybe. Very useful, just to show how we're really feeling.
Michael, way to the stack, but I'd like to...
Go ahead, Michael.
Other
yes.
People have not spoken this. All right.
There's only no four of us.
Okay. I do want to say that, you know, this is a resolution, and it's intended to be comprehensive, because it is, and it's intended to have a form of a resolution. In terms of, I've written other versions of, you know, essentially a presentation of is written for the purpose of being digestible, essentially, because this is a resolution and needs to be comprehensive. It becomes sort of a footnote to the more digestible presentations.
Well, I have a question.
I have to make a point of personal privilege.
Yes, Yes.
I need to be texting some information, and my phone makes a noise when I do that. So I'm going to mute myself. I'm still here. I'm just going to mute.
Oh, my. Okay, James. Well,
I apologize. That was me making those little noises. I just realized I was doing it.
I'm not hearing anything noise. Do you think, I have a question, do you think it could have a small in summary and then very succinct language? In summary, we the PNB, we the Pacifica National Board, find blah, 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 this New Day Pacifica attack, not attack, proposal, as a whatever, as a total revision of our, whatever, something short that we could that could be bold.
The summary would be a repeat of the first sentence of section one, which is the governance committee condemns the proposals. You could say in sum, just as we said at the beginning, we condemn the proposals, but. Yeah, it's been said, whereas paragraph leaving that. I mean, I can read you some other things I've written, which are not resolutions, but present it, essentially within headline forms before you get into reading a resolution.
And I think it would, let me put myself on the stack. I think it would be stronger if you put PNB instead of governance committee. And the governance committee is proposing this resolution to the PNB for the PNB to make. Because the PNB has more the final say on everything. And we are the governance committee. We would be proposing it to the PNB.
One thing that could be added to this is a sentence where the governance committee recommends to the PNB that it adopt its own resolution of similar purport.
And the second to the last, whereas, maybe take out the governance committee has reviewed, just say, well, as if the PNB has reviewed.
It could be all moved up, but it could also just be done in terms of the governance committee has done this and suggest that the PNB also do this.
I still think it's stronger if you have the governance committee out of this. And at the beginning, the governance committee has voted in favor of this motion to recommend to the PNB. And then here goes your motion, your resolution. So it's no longer having anything to do with the governance committee. It's the Pacifica National Board adopting it as their own. I think that's stronger. And it's usually what everything is, all motions are, it's PNB's motions.
You have two bites of the apple, if you will, because if the governance committee does it, then it's done it. And if the PNB doesn't do it, then that's okay. But if you only ask the PNB to do it, and it doesn't do it, if the governance committee didn't do it, then nothing's happened, but if they both do it, then it's that much stronger.
Yeah, that is a good point. But people reading this, if they just see governance committee, but don't see the, where is it? Does it say the national board? I cannot find a national board written anywhere.
So, for instance, in terms of more digestible things, it's free speech, saying perilous free speech, you know, war is being declared on Pacifica by, you know, a group that wants to totally overhaul it. And then you say, you know, I mean, this is the kind of thing that's been writing for other purposes. You know, if you believe in free speech, you want to be able to continue to access the narratives, there are alternatives. I hope this will encourage you to send in your $25.
Yeah, I do see that you've written Pacifica National Board, Section 3 at the bottom.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm saying, you know, we've done some summaries, you know, and that it's like, should Pacifica Free Speech Network be at war with itself? A self-destructive course when it is. But that's exactly what seems to have happened. The Union of Five Free Speech Stations through Pacifica Network is meant to be a strengthening measure, providing cross-support between the stations. But now it seems that there's a faction that wants to declare war on Pacifica. So, I mean, you know, this is all, you know, stuff that is more digestible for other purposes. But it's not it's not the way you write a resolution. It's a little more things that you're not supposed to do with Robert's Rules, because it goes a little bit further in terms of like attacking the attackers.
Well, I'm thinking in a way that we can influence our membership with it. That's what I'm thinking. And
well, that's you know, I've written other stuff for that purpose. Yeah.
And actually, what's missing in here is there is a threat to KPFK because they have a much more valuable and expensive signal than any of the other four stations. At KPFK, I mean, it's up on Mount Wilson. It reaches like over 100 miles. WBAI has a radius of 50 miles, just like KPFT. But that KPFK, if we were to lose that signal, oh, it would be a huge amount of money, much more expensive, much more valuable than BAI signal. And I sometimes wonder if that's what this is all about. They want to seize the KPFK signal. anyway, thieves can go in all different directions, but I do worry about those two signals very much, especially the K. Much more powerful signal.
There's many theories as to why, but that's a whole other meeting.
That's true.
I can propose this to the governance committee without, just whatever. And if I make changes to it before I do that, I wouldn't mind having the subcommittee recommend it to the governance committee. But if we don't want to take a vote to do that, I can just submit it to the governance committee next week.
That is true. I'm just wondering, you checked any place where we could be sued?
I am a lawyer,
like,
so I tend to think. I tend to think about that, I've said that you have to look at these things. I haven't said we know the motives, but you've got to look at it.
Okay, we're getting now almost.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Rudy. Yes, go ahead, Lydia.
I'm sorry. I wanted to know if possibly we could take a look and how we can divide this into a couple of different short meetings so we can really be focused, and that's all that's on the agenda. If you don't mind, that way we can invite whomever else shows up they're not going to feel, number one, left out or feel that they can participate because anybody can merge and yield in from governance. Just an idea. If this is a lengthy and beautifully written and wonderful work put through, that we could respectfully make it accessible for people to participate. Otherwise, it's going to be met with upset, anger, and or mistrust.
Michael, what do you think?
I think we're talking. I think we're talking about what we do tonight and what we do next Wednesday. So I'm not sure that there's any other time frame involved.
Yeah. Well, I personally have a little time. I could do. I could see myself doing two meetings for an hour. You know, if people have that type of time.
We would have.
We don't have time.
We can't. I don't think we can notice them. So.
We can work on email at our freedom, you know, at our leisure. But for a meeting, we need 7 days advance notice, unless it's a continuation meeting or an emergency meeting. And I did not talk to Otis about how to do an emergency meeting. I don't know because I have never done one. So, but we can make a continuation meeting. And I think, I don't know what the rules about continuation meeting. It has to be 1 week in advance, or it can be less. Do y'all know? I'll have to ask Otis.
I don't.
I don't know. If we don't adopt this tonight, people are certainly free to send suggestions, and then I can think about what to submit.
This is James.
Next Wednesday.
Sorry, Michael. I thought you were done. Yeah, I just want to say about the continuation meeting. I don't think you need to notice a continuation meeting at the normal time in advance, but we've been a little chaotic and a little I'm trying to think of a nice way to say what we've been. We've been not so good on getting the notices and the timing right and everything, and we should try not to do that more, but we can have a continuation meeting, and I don't think you need the normal notice for that.
It can be less than 7 days, right?
I believe so.
Better ask Otis. I think that's what Janine was telling me about a month ago.
Yeah, if you can ask Otis or refer to Robert's Rules, which, again, unfortunately, I can't do right now. I'm just barely listening with one ear to what's going on. I apologize.
No, I'm glad you're able to do that. That's hard.
Well, the question of whether I can or not remains to be seen.
Well, I'm wondering if we're about ready to wrap up tonight.
I think we better, because I'm worried about... I want James to have a little bit of a rest before he starts that PMB meeting.
Well, it won't be rest, but I could use some undivided attention at what I'm trying to do.
Yes, to finish up your emotion. Okay.
Did
we need to vote on anything going through?
Yeah, we didn't vote on my motion to go ahead and do a gentle rewrite. Or gentle amendment.
I think unless we're going to do some kind of continuation meeting or something like that to do that, people want to make gentle rewrite suggestions. This won't be coming with the subcommittee's endorsement, but I'll certainly entertain any gentle rewrite suggestions people want to make.
May I ask a question?
Go ahead, James.
Thank you. Michael, I'm sorry. I'm still being a little formalistic. With only four people here, it's probably not necessary. But I get in the habit. Michael, what's your experience been when people you know, pause this thing and say, let's do some, a little bit of rewriting. What's your experience been with that?
Well, I'll put it more neutrally. This resolution is modeled after another resolution that, or a couple of resolutions, but one resolution in particular that our LSB passed back in October in reaction to the events then. And that resolution was passed unanimously by the WBI LSB. And people were very thankful to have the resolution as a way of getting started, because there'd been a committee intending to write stuff that not wasn't a resolution, but was going to be an expression of stuff. And the committee had been working for a week and a half and hadn't gotten anything together. So, I've seen that it's very difficult for people to get together and write this stuff.
I have a question. You said October BAI resolution. You mean October of 2019 or October of 2020?
Yeah, I'm saying this resolution is modeled after a resolution we had passed back then. And the Governance Committee also adopted a similar resolution back then.
In 2019 you're talking about, right?
Right.
Not last year. I see.
So it's got some predecessors.
I did not see that resolution, I don't think.
I don't think you were on the committee back then.
No, not 2 years ago. Bill was chair, I think. Closure was chair.
Yes, which was okay, interesting because he was chair when the governance committee passed it.
Hmm.
And it was rather critical of him.
Okay. So Lydia has made a motion for a gentle amendment. We have on the schedule the 26th, that's tomorrow, and Saturday. Saturday, I'm busy. either early.
I'm not really. I'm not going to be able to make meetings.
Saturday, I'm busy. Monday, what is, Pacifica National Board is meeting Monday. Ooh, executive session. Tuesday, there's a strategic planning committee. Is anybody on it from this committee?
Nancy, I've got a lot going on. I am not going to be able to do anything before Wednesday except, you know, catch spare moments to see what people send me in the way of gentle rewrites.
Okay. All right, then we will do that by email, sending you gentle e-rights, email rights. I'm really busy. I'm behind, and I've got the programming committee Sunday morning. I have to make an agenda. I'm really behind. Okay, shall we do that? Now, when we... Like Lydia was saying, if we take divide it up, like there's section one, then there's section two and section three. Well, one is pretty big. A, B, and C. Well, it's really not that long of a resolution. I wish the whereases were numbered, but we can number them myself. By ourselves, the second or one, two, three,
this
four.
This is James.
Five,
May I interject a request for
yes.
Yes, personal...
James. Go ahead. Yes, James.
Thank you. Is there anything we need to vote on? Because I'm getting to the point now where I really have to get off this call to do some things. Now I have to start making phone calls and things prior to the PMB meeting.
I also have to get off.
Do we need a vote on anything?
We move to adjourn. I move to adjourn.
Okay.
As long as there were no votes we left open or anything.
Yep.
Thank you all.
All right. And
thank you, Janine, and everyone.
The next meeting, shall we just decide this later by poll, our subcommittee meeting? Because we're going to have to in the governance committee.
Nancy, I will submit a resolution, and I will, you know, entertain and, you know, take it under consideration what people send me.
Okay, but for the next meeting of this committee, I think we should not make a next date. We'll wait to the next committee, the governance committee. Okay, is that okay with everybody? So we don't have to make a next date.
I think that's wise. Just be aware that the governance, there have been some objections already to having the next governance committee meeting on the 31st. So we're probably going to have to figure out whether we approved that at the last meeting or whether that has to be approved unanimously, as suggested by Bill Crozier, so I think we need to...
But we voted on it.
Look at that.
I remember.
I believe we did.
March 31st. Yeah, so I'm not going to go with his little, whether he consents or not. Who cares? He can do it if he... I should not say that. Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Good night. Bye.